Well, this Saturday in Las Vegas, there's, of course, the big Mayweather-McGregor fight, but the three-headed monsters take on Trilogy in the first-ever Big Three basketball championship. Three-on-three basketball is played on asphalt courts from Venice Beach, California, to Red Hook Park in Brooklyn. But the rapper and actor Ice Cube decided it was time for a bigger stage, so he started Big Three Basketball, a traveling league of eight teams that features retired NBA players. Hadi Mawajdi from KERA in Dallas has the story.
Venus Gutkin, Kobe.
We're inside American Airlines Center. It's the arena where the Dallas Mavericks play. And more than 15,000 basketball fans are here to watch former NBA stars like Chauncey Billups, Kenyon Martin, and Basketball Hall of Famer Allen Iverson hit the court one more time. Dallasite Ryan Barrientos, who's dressed head to toe in basketball gear, says he's excited to attend his first Big Three basketball game because he thinks some of these older players still have some juice left.
Oh, they're better than like the average Joe. Like you get Irving, the coach, you get him to lace him up, he's still going to be better than most average Joes out here.
Irving, better known as Dr. J, coaches one of the Big Three's basketball teams, along with George Iceman Gervin, Clyde the Glide Drexler, and the Glove, Gary Payton. Nostalgia dominates the Big Three. But the league's founder, Ice Cube, told ESPN that his league isn't a gimmick.
The hardest thing was to convince people that this is pro, because that concept has never really been promoted in any way.
Cube's right. Professional three-on-three basketball is played around the world. It'll even be a featured sport in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. Still, in the U.S., 3-on-3 has never risen above streetball status. But 3-on-3's global popularity is what gives the Big Three a fighting chance. That's according to Amy Trask, the league's CEO.
It's a beloved game around the world. It doesn't compete with the NBA. It is a complement to the NBA.
Being a compliment is better than being a competitor, Trask says. She knows from experience. She ran the NFL's Oakland Raiders for 16 years, and she's watched fledgling football leagues like the XFL and the USFL come and go.
There's a big, big difference between what we are doing and what those leagues endeavored to do. Those leagues were playing the same game and not playing it anywhere close to the quality of National Football League football.
Now let's break down some basic rules for the Big Three. The
Big Three is hardly comparable to the NBA. Big Three games include fewer players. It's played on just half of the court. There's a four-point shot, one better than the NBA. And most of all, it's much more physical.
This is like 80s basketball. This is not today's basketball where you can't put your hands on people.
That's Nancy Lieberman. She's considered one of the greatest figures in American basketball. Lieberman's won gold medals, been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, played professionally, and has coached both in the WNBA and the NBA.
When I watch the guys, you know, it touches my heart because we get older, but we get more experience. We might not be able to go 94 feet, but we know how to play the game, and the competitiveness in us as athletes doesn't die at 35.
Rashad McCants is a perfect example of what Lieberman's talking about. He's 32. He was a star at the University of North Carolina. He was the 14th overall pick in the NBA draft in 2005, but he suffered minor injuries and has spent the past 5 years playing pro ball in Europe. McCants now plays in the Big Three for a team called the Trilogy, and he's ecstatic to be back in the U.S.
To me personally, it was an opportunity to be back on the national stage, to have the opportunity to play in front of the hometown fans, hometown crowd. That's a big deal.
Sure, the court might be smaller and the players are older, but when the fans are cheering, players like 2013 NBA champion Rashard Lewis say that playing in the Big Three feels like coming home.
It's been great overall since day one when we had the press conference in New York, and just very professional. It feels like playing in the NBA again.
For Here and Now, I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.